is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We'll see increasingly clear skies with just the odd light patch of cloud remaining by early hours and near dawn. So it'll be dry and cold. Very little in the way of cloud tomorrow, with prolonged spells of winter sunshine. Similar conditions in the afternoon. A chilly day under gentle northwesterly winds. Temperatures tomorrow will be a high of 2.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Hello and welcome to the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM. Sorry to all of those people that were waiting to hear for some news. I mean, we can give you some later.
No news is good news.
Exactly. This week we'll be talking all things film, our favourite film of 2023, the one to look out for in 2024, and maybe even a note on the surprises of the Golden Globes. Of course, I can't talk about these things alone, which can only mean one thing.
Yes, it's me again. I couldn't keep away, and this week I've brought with me Mr. Peter London.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
There he is.
And here he is, returning from his theatrical stint in 2023. We will be continuing with the chilled out playlist list for January, especially as Blue Monday is tomorrow, and also giving you some ideas of what you can get involved in and around the region to keep the culturally warm despite the cold weather.
So let's get on with it. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Spencer, and this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Did I hear correctly? Did it really happen? Was it simply done by writing down his name? Killing indirectly, pen and ink and paper. Writing is the gun I only have to aim. Could this be the hour, unimagined power, waiting to devour who I say? The hardest rain, the coldest winds are waiting for the hurricane. The human stains and all the the sky will scream once they feel the power of the hurricane. Finally a chance to find a little justice. There's nowhere to run to once the name is penned. Take what fortune grants you, use it while you've got it. Once you have begun, you ride it to the end. Elegant solution, flawless execution, righteous retribution on the way. I bring the rain, I bring the wind. I am the mighty hurricane, the human stains and all the coldest winds are waiting for her.
hurricane, the human stains and all their sins.
That was Hurricane from the English concept recording of Death Note the musical. How jolly. So that was chosen by Charlotte. It's her favourite track from the musical, which was released in 2023 in the UK. And the musical is based on the manga of the same name, which surged in popularity after the anime adaptation released in 2006. Death Note follows Light, a Japanese police detective's son, who decides to take the law into his own hands when he stumbles upon a notebook that grants its user the ability to kill anyone they choose. The musical adaptation was written by Frank Wildhorn, Ivor Menchell and Jack Murphy, and while having its Japanese premiere in 2015, saw its English language premiere in London's West End in 2023. How did you feel about that?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you, Spencer, because Charlotte wanted to know what Spencer would think of her musical choice this week.
It's a musical, which is always a stumbling block for me.
Well, that's kind of more positive than previous previous suggestion. Peter, do you like that one?
I loved everything about it.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean, you're quite into anime anyway, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. It's very nice. I enjoyed it, yeah.
Do you know the manga
I don't know
adaptation?
That one. No, I don't. No, it might be worth checking out, though.
Musical to go and see.
Yes, exactly.
He also told me earlier he lies to style things out.
<so. laughs>
There we go, Charlotte. Peter liked your choice. It's not all doom and gloom, even though you did choose a song from Death Note. But anyway, the reason Charlotte chose her favourite song from 2023 is because this week we'll be talking more about favourite films from last year and our expectations of next. But before then, a big welcome back to Spencer and Peter to the programme in 2024.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You're allowed that's twice today now.
But the second time is live on air, which doesn't count. So what have you already been up to this year? I mean, we've only had, 3 weeks of 2024, but I think you've already been doing some filmy things, haven't you?
Are you talking to me or are you talking
I'm talking to both of you. I'm looking in both of your directions.
It's very confusing when you've got Peter in the room. So we have had some community screenings.
We have, yes.
So last week in Orchard Village, we showed for free... We showed Barbie and we showed Coco. And then yesterday in my place, Harold Hill, we mm-hmm. showed Rogue One and yep. Barbie.
Mm.
And
Barbie.
For any of the listeners that don't know what you're talking about, why are you playing films for free in community centres?
So the idea is to just bring films to communities that are kind of a little bit deprived of arts activity, and specifically from our angle, the medium of film. Mm. So, yeah, so every first Saturday of the month, we show free films in the Mardyke Community Centre in Orchard Village, which is Raynham. And every second Saturday of the month, we show free films at my place in Harold Hill. And you can go on Eventbrite and search Havering Changing Events, and you will find the listings for next month, which, if I remember correctly, is... Can you remember what we're showing? Can you remember what we're showing in Orchard Village?
Orchard Village is definitely The Flash.
Yes.
And Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine
what
Bear.
What a double bill that is, by yeah. the way.
And
one for the kids at the end.
I mean, it's got kids in it.
And then Harold Hill, we are showing Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with all of the Spider-Men in?
No, it's the new one. This is the new animated cartoon. Oh, okay. The newest animated cartoon. Oh. So it follows the stories of a slightly different Peter Parker than the one that we're used to in the live
just
action
so
films.
Many Peter Parkers, so there many Spider-Men.
And women.
And women. I've obviously not been keeping up with the Spider-Man films.
Yes, very much so.
And then the film for adults is...
Make it sound like a blue movie. Yeah. It's just
not
child-specific.
It well, yeah, it's for
well,
older
it's,
people.
It's quite interesting as well, because it's called No Hard Feelings.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And it is the story about a woman who, played by Jennifer Lawrence, who is down on her luck.
Yeah.
And is hired by rich, wealthy parents for her to make their son a man.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, actually, are edging on blue movie for that
it's
one.
It's a double entendre. Yes. It is a comedy. It's only a 12, I believe. But, yeah, it's...
But if it's got Jennifer Lawrence in, does that mean that was before she was quite big in...
No, this is a new film.
Oh, it's a new film.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I just presumed it might be pre-Hunger Games, but post-Hunger Games.
Yeah,
it was out at cinemas over Christmas.
Mm. So you're doing some much newer films, because I think last year you were doing kind of more of a vintage feel, maybe some retro films from the 80s, and this year it seems you've kind of gone with films from 2023 to
the
start things off.
The programme is to lure people in with the things that they want to see, and then once you've got them there,
once they're hooked,
show them things that widen their appreciation of film. Mm. So, for example, in one of the coming sessions, we're going to have Anatomy of a Fall, which is currently still at cinemas, and is a foreign language film. It's multiple foreign languages, which kind of makes it a little bit fun. A little bit French, a little bit German.
Yep, and some English as well.
And some English. Yep. So
is it a Belgian film by any chance?
it's a nice mix, and it's a film that Peter and I saw at Locarno in the summer.
We may hear a bit more about that later. Yes.
Oh, a prelude to what Peter's going to be talking to us about.
Yeah. And then also today we've been to Horror on Sea.
Where is that?
And that is at Southend on Sea. That
it's in
runs,
the name.
That ran from Friday to today, and then next Friday to next Sunday. It's a really cool event, obviously not as cool as Romford Horror, but
it warms you up for it, right?
Yeah. And you can go there and you can see lots of films and just hang out with filmmakers, people that love horror films. Today we saw, while we were there, you've got Danny Thompson, who's there, who's a star of lots of low budget horror films, but there was also Pauline Piat here, who people will probably know best from the Carry On films.
Mm.
And she was in, I think, Dracula AD 1972. And then also, just as we were leaving, Graham turned up. Graham's surname escapes me, but he was Tony Stamp in The Bill, who arrested
Graham Cole.
Oh, okay.
He arrested me. I said 1989.
He arrested you while you were trying to leave.
He arrested me in a...
When Life Imitates Art.
In a 1994 episode of The Bill.
Oh, okay.
Where I was a suspected sex offender.
Let's move on. Before we make our own punchlines.
I didn't know you were in The Bill.
You are.
Yeah, I was literally. They came to my house. They smashed in the front door, and they said, "Stop! Don't move!" And then the next thing I know is, I was being taken out, and I was in the background. And then later on, they turned around and said, "He turned round to Polly." Do you remember Polly?
Oh yeah,
no.
Yeah, Polly, so, the station. Yeah, yeah, the blonde lady. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So he turned around to Polly, and she said, "Oh, well, at least you've got the guy." And he turned around and said, "No, it was the wrong guy."
Oh, so you weren't the guy?
I wasn't the guy.
Just suspected.
Just suspected.
Why did they suspect you?
That makes it better. What do
you
think?
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows the background story of a background actor? But he was there today because a little bit later on today, not too late if you want to head on over to Southend, he's in a film called Paradolia. Which stars also stars one of the other actresses from the bill, whose name escapes me, and the lady from Amityville 2. Can't remember what her name is off the top of my head.
Diane Franklin. Is that her name?
Diane Franklin. Famous American actress from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Cool.
She was in Poltergeist 2, Better Off Dead, and a couple of other cult horror films, including that one that we showed at the Aldea, wasn't it? The terrible sloshy one.
Terrorvision.
The one where everything looks weirdly wet. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was a very moist,
too shiny. Too shiny. So, if people are looking to go to Horror on Sea next weekend, what would you say is the highlight for you in terms of that festival?
The next weekend?
Yes. And not necessarily film, like, just in general. What's the highlight of going to Horror on Sea?
It's just a nice environment. You go there, you get to hang out with people. All of a sudden, you turn around, there's someone that you've seen on television or in the films suddenly there. And they're quite happy to have a little sit down and a chat with you, so that's quite nice. And you'll also just come across a load of other people, like-minded souls, have nice conversations with people about all sorts of strange things. You can buy some horror DVDs while you're there, books, that sort of thing.
And meet a lot of filmmakers, I suspect, as well.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, we're going to get into some music now. And as I mentioned earlier, our playlist is... Actually, I didn't mention, Spencer mentioned earlier. Our playlist is all about being chilled out this January. So chilled out and kind of just feeling good. It is Blue Monday tomorrow. So I've asked around for some suggestions of some songs that make people happy. This is Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding with Miracle. This is chosen by my mum. So Jilly chose this.
Hi, Jill.
Peter says hi. So let's have a little listen to that.
When you hold me, there's a place I go. It's a different high. Oh no. When you touch me, I get vulnerable in a different light. Chance on me.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. You've got the love I need to see me through.
Was Florence and the Machine. I wanted to play the one with Dizzy Rascal, but it had too many swears in. So that was my choice this week. So, Spencer.
Hello.
You've prepared a lovely amount of information in our show notes about what's coming up in 2024 on the small screen.
Yeah, well, I thought it was important, you know, like in these cold months.
You're like a modern day Radio Times.
When you can sit at home and be entertained and warm, if you can afford to put your heating on.
Oh.
And, it's a nice time to be at home, it's a nice time to catch up, and it's a nice time to watch some new TV shows. So, I have prepared a list of fun TV shows that you might want to watch for both highbrow and lowbrow for the first quarter of this year.
I think this first one is probably going to be a hit for Claire.
Yeah.
If she watches it.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's Criminal Record. So this has already started. It started this week and it's on Apple TV. It's an 8-part thriller starring Peter Capaldi, Cush Jumbo and Kathy Tyson. It tells the story of a possible corrupt cop, played by Capaldi, and a female police officer, played by Jumbo, who struggles against everyone in order to try and expose a miscarriage of justice. If you enjoyed Fool Me Once... This is like a version that has not been written by AI. So there's a little
It's a bit more gritty, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a little bit more intelligence in this. I mean, Fool Me Once is kind of entertaining, but it was not...
I felt Fool Me Once, all of the suspense with that was very cinematic rather than for TV. I feel like this suspense kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's not over big long pauses and over six episodes with long looks. This is like there's suspense and you don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't know why Peter Capaldi looks so mysterious.
So if you've got Apple TV, the first two episodes are available now with new episodes added every Wednesday.
Mm.
And that'll be for the next 6 weeks.
What I particularly like about this as well is it's set in East London. So you can really place where all of the things are happening.
Yeah. There's a lot of there was a lot of
there was a drive through Canary Wharf and they went into Poplar and I recognised a turning that like even where one of the crime scenes was I could pinpoint where that crime scene was.
Well, even when we went to see your friend, can't remember what his name is. You know, what I'm like
Gary Hunter.
No, the artist guy. We went to see his
Rob.
Rob, and then we walked past the pub, and the pub is. Where Cush Jumbo's character lives with her husband and son.
Ah, I didn't even make that connection. I was thinking about Poplar and the Tommy Flowers pub and Aberfeldy and all of that area because we'd been on the train up there and then walked back to get on a different train and that's where the phone box was.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, site-specific criminal... TV shows, yeah. We probably won't ever go back.
So next, we've got Death and Other Details.
Is that a show or...?
It's not a great title, is that?
It's a new series.
I think there's a theme with that and Death Note and all of the above.
And it's coming in the UK in February. Now, what you have to think about is you need to think about it, The White Lotus, but on a cruise ship. So, with a crusty old detective pulling off their best Daniel Craig Southern detective impersonation, it stars Mandy Patinkin as Rufus Colesworth, investigating a series of complex killings on a dated cruise ship. It's a bit weird, because when you watch the trailer for it, it looks like it's the 1960s, and then all of a sudden someone pulls out their mobile phone. Huh. But yeah, that's expected to be on Amazon Freebie. So an actual subscription service you don't need to pay for. You can sign yourself up for an Amazon account and then just watch the stuff on Freebie for free.
Cool. It's in the name.
You can also catch up with the new series of Neighbours if you're that way inclined on Freebie.
Which I'm sure Peter Blunt is.
Of course, my favourite, returning on February the 5th, on Sky Comedy is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David returns in the final series that he has led since 1999. If you're not familiar with the show, Larry David is the co-creator of the show Seinfeld and mixes his everyday life with hysterical, not always fictitious outcomes. Will Larry finally reunite with the love of his life, Cheryl? The show has been one of the most popular American shows for years, with everyone who's anyone wanting to be wanting cameos. Even Ben Affleck starred in an episode as an extra where he had no lines or direction. He literally just walked out of a building that was being evacuated. The show is raw and unflinching, and that's part of its charm. Think One Foot in the Grave with swearing.
Ricky Gervais was in a fun episode, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did like the three-part.
And didn't Larry David date Lucy Liu for a while as well?
Yes,
he yeah.
did. Yeah.
Great cameos.
The Ricky Gervais one was always funny because whatever Larry David did, Ricky Gervais did better. And then right at the end, he won the girl back, like at least in thought, by beating a robber unconscious with a baguette. If you've not seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's about 170 episodes of the back catalogue that are available if you're a Sky subscriber. So you can catch up and then just go forward until the end. I'll be interested to see how this one pans out. And I said, I think we're probably all hoping that Larry and Cheryl get back together again.
Yeah, nobody else will have him.
Also, starting this week, we have True Detective Night Country. Jodie Foster leads the cast in the fourth True Detective series, this time investigating the disappearance of a group of scientists at a polar exploration site. The show has historically pushed where TV detectives fail to tread, and its outcomes are always truly shocking. Also noticed as this has Christopher Eccleston in it, playing a somewhat deranged role. So yeah, this starts on Sky Atlantic this week.
That's why Jodie Foster keeps on appearing in all of my Facebook timelines in little videos. She's back with a vengeance.
But she's not really done anything for the small screen for...
No, she hasn't.
30, 40 years. So to have her leading up a TV show, and especially one as gritty as True Detective. Mm. January the 24th, if you don't have a subscription service, over on ITV, Sophie Turner, best known for her role as Game of Thrones, it's the story of Joanna Harrington, the UK's most notorious jewel thief.
Cool.
The show runs for 6 weeks and starts on January the 24th.
And I reckon that's one Nigel will like.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him about that later when he comes in.
Over on Apple TV, you have Masters of the Air, which starts on January the 26th. The show is produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, and is said to be Band of Brothers in the Sky. The story tells a group of young pilots in a flying fortress battling an unrelentless number of German fighters whilst caught behind enemy lines. The show is told in a forwards-backwards style, with characters' backstories being developed over the nine-week run. It's got that guy in it out of Saltburn. What's his name?
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah.
Oh, your mate.
My mate. The only person...
Got a very old face.
Yeah. The only person who can be in their 30s and their 90s at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. It's fair.
Let's flip back to Amazon Prime. On January the 26th, we've got Expats. This is the highly anticipated and apparently disturbing series following expat, played by Nicole Kidman, living in Hong Kong. She's a foreigner in a foreign land, and she feels isolated and alone. Everyone in her family has a purpose except for her. And then she finds a friend in similar circumstances. For a short time, she has this...
Sounds a little bit like a film that you like.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But then,
a little bit lost in translation.
I guess. And this friendship grows, and then one day, Kidman's son is suddenly... He disappears... presumably taken by a stranger.
Lost in translation too. The film that doesn't exist, just to make that clear.
Not yet.
Before we move on to February, let's have a little bit more music and we'll come back to that.
You're okay.
This is something that you will not see next year.
Thank you.
FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
There's blood on the side of the mountain. It's riding all over the shadows of us are still dancing in every room and every hall. The snow falling over the city, you thought that it would wash away the bitter taste of my fury and all of the messes you made. Yeah, you think that you got away, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't. You thought I'd never do it, thought it'd go over my head. I bet you figured I'd pass with the winter, be something easy to forget. Oh, you think I'm gone cause I left, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. Ooh, 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 ooh.
blood on the side of the mountain. It's turning a new shade of red. Yeah, sometimes the fire you found it don't burn the way you'd expect. Yeah, you thought that this was the end.
And that was Can't Catch Me Now from The Hunger Games. The ballad song. Did you recognise that from The Hunger Games?
Yes.
Yes.
I like the animal sounds at the end.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it?
Me with joy.
I mean, when you think of The Hunger Games, you don't think of nice animal sounds, really. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. So before we go back onto TV, there was just something that I thought was quite fun to point out, which is something that The Guardian have done. Basically, well, they did it last year. They made an art and design blog where you can go and have a look at a piece of artwork every day in January that will make you feel better about life in general.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's quite cute if you go and have a look through. It's almost like one of those desk calendars that you can have where you just flip the artwork every day. And tomorrow's, as it's Blue Monday, I thought I'd show this because it is really quite fun. It's called The Bay of Angels in Nice, and it's by Ray O'Duffy, and it was produced in 1927. And they've said, Blue Monday, cheer up the year's most depressing day by plunging straight into the colour itself with Duffy's exhilarating scenes of the Bay of Nice. The Mediterranean in his Fauvist art is so intensely blue as to be counterintuitive. Hot blue, the colour of summer. And yeah, I just thought it was quite nice because obviously Nice is very close to Cannes film, you know, that's the link. I just came across it and I thought I can't not put that in. So if you're looking for some visual niceness every day in January to get you out of the blues, definitely have a look at that. It's on the Guardian website. If you search art and design 2023 or 31 day art diet for January, you'll come across it. It's really cool. But anyway, back to TV. Spencer.
I was just looking at that picture, though, and I was thinking to myself, imagine you went to Nice tomorrow. You're not going to see that, are you?
I think you probably would, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, in terms of the colour, I've been to Nice and the sea is that blue. It's the same colour as the sky. It's amazing. Do it.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is very nice. Like those biscuits that you can get. But if you can't get to Nice tomorrow and you are thinking maybe you're watching TV, what's coming up in February?
Well, I was going to say, not quite tomorrow. And Nigel just came in a little while and we were talking about being old relics.
Yeah.
And that takes me back to what's coming on February the 27th on Disney Plus. Now, Nigel's going to remember this from the last time round, but... if you're above 50, you're probably going to get very, very excited about what is coming on February the 27th. It was the biggest show on television in 1980. And now, 44 years later, it's back. And the programme is Shogun. Shogun is the story of a wealthy sailor whose ship is washed ashore in 17th century Japan. John Blackthorne, played by Cosmo Jarvis, has to teach the Japanese that he means them no harm before learning to become a samurai and fighting alongside them against his own people. This is expected to be the big TV event of the early part of the year. If it's anything like it was in 1980, it's going to be absolutely spectacular. I think this is...
And I imagine this is going to be another cinematic one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's Disney Plus.
Yeah, a lot of money's gone into this.
Yeah.
A lot of money has gone into making this show. But yeah, you know, the story is timeless. And I think, you know, to see that back and to see what they do with it, because what actually happened with the original series was they left you with a cliffhanger and then a couple of things went wrong and you never actually got to find out what happened. So hopefully they get to take you beyond... where we were shown in 1980. February the 21st sees Constellation arrive on Apple TV, and Naomi Rapace plays an astronaut who unexpectedly survives a major space catastrophe. On her return to Earth,
she catches everybody off guard because nobody was expecting her to have survived, least of all the government, who planned to make her responsible for the disaster, a disaster they set up. She faces a race against time to fight the entire government, all of its agencies, and prove that not only did she survive, but she's not responsible. For those hoping...
I quite like the name of that show, Constellation. Works quite well, doesn't it?
Before I move on to a slightly lower brow TV, I need to point out, for those that are hoping for the return of White Lotus, Andor, and Only Murders in the Building, unfortunately you're going to have to wait till 2025. None of the series are filming until quite late this year, which means that they're not going to be making a return this year. So Claire's going to have to sit and cry into her beer over that one.
It's fine. She's got some podcasts sorted out that she's going to be listening to for the year.
So I made a comment about lowbrow because, of course, March we'll see on ITV the return of Celebrity Big Brother. After the success of the rejig Big Brother on ITV this autumn, Celebrity Big Brother returns in March with its biggest ever spend on star power. Rumours have it that they have an A-list actor and an A-list recording artist, which probably is code for nobody in particular.
I was watching a short documentary about Pete Burns the other day. What I didn't realise, when he went into Celebrity Big Brother, it is literally because he'd just gone bankrupt. And that was the way that he was going to bring in some influx of money. But once he had left Celebrity Big Brother, he got himself into trouble again. And apparently loads of people that was on Celebrity Big Brother with bailed him out.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You know, you one kind of look at Celebrity Big Brother, as like this bad plague on society. But, yeah. You know, they were quite nice to Pete Burns.
I think the last TV show I'm going to highlight for the first quarter of 2024 is Domino Day. And you've probably seen clips on BBC's New Year, New Drama trailer and thought that looks a bit high-tech for the BBC. Sienna Kelly stars as the leading lady in Domino Day, a woman who somehow moves from the ducking stool to modern-day London, forgetting her past in the process, slowly discovering that she is the most powerful witch of all time. She must unlock her hidden powers to fight off modern-day villains and terrorists. That is due in March.
The thing with TV programmes about witches, books and films is it's always about a witch that didn't know they were a witch, and then when they finally find out they're a witch, they're the most powerful witch.
Why wouldn't they be?
It always happens. Why can't it just be about a witch who, you know, they knew that they're a witch and, you know, they're just, like, trying to harness their powers, becoming a mediocre witch,
it's
living life as a witch.
The most powerful person who's always hidden inside another person. I mean, look at Watchmen.
Oh, when you said Watchmen, I was thinking of the watches in Doctor Who.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because they're hidden inside the watch.
Inside a watch,
yeah,
but yeah, and then there
and also Watchmen, yeah,
where the really terrifying thing was hidden inside a watch in someone's head,
yeah,
and you had to smash into the head to get the watch out,
smash the head in. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a story arc here that's being shared,
and that's because these people have forgotten who they used to be.
And what would you want out of somebody that's very, very powerful for them to forget?
Absolutely.
And I blame all of my memory issues on that. It's the internal power that I have as a person. So that's the TV for the first quarter. Hopefully Spencer will come back and do kind of what we can expect for summer, maybe in a couple of months' time. We're going to have a little bit more music, and then after that we're going to head over to Peter's top film picks from 2023.
Summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change.
Drops of Jupiter. Peter was just saying that he remembers that song.
Yes, that has a good memory for me. Back at, I think we were, I was either end of school or beginning of the sixth form, I had a friend, Paul, who used to always play that on the piano. That was like his party piece.
I do feel like it's an anthem that could last generations.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many people where you put that song on and they're like, oh, I hate it, turn it off. Do you like that song, Spencer? On that
I hate it.
I hate it, turn it off. But anyway, Peter annually makes a lovely list of films that you should have seen in 2023 based on lots and lots of hourly watch time.
Yeah. Yeah, I like lists and I like films. So, you know, my brain likes to make lists of films and recommendations, just something I've always enjoyed. Yeah, so obviously I do a lot of watching of films for Romford Horror and Romford Film Festival, but
I'm sure most of those are going to end up in this list.
Well, I mean, no spoilers, but no. but in between all of those hundreds of hours, I do get to watch some, you know, wide release films as well.
Yeah.
I don't watch any TV, that's why that whole last segment basically went over my head. I didn't have a clue what you're talking about half the time. I don't get time to watch TV as well. But
no time. Too busy making lists about
films. Too busy making those lists.
You're definitely going to be watching Curb, though, won't you?
I would, yeah, I'll make an exception for Curb Your Enthusiasm. And Shogun, probably, because I like the samurai stuff. So, yes. Yeah, I think 2023, overall, was a really good year for film, actually. Mm. You know, every year people say, oh, it wasn't very good. But I think last year was really good. I think when I was making my list, the kind of the films that didn't make the 10, there were some really, really good films in there, which other years those films definitely would have been in the 10. So I think it shows that the field was really deep last year. You know, some of the films that didn't make the 10, The Creator, Still, which was the Michael J. Fox documentary, May December, The Boy and the Heron, the Ghibli film.
Oh, yeah, you were waiting to see that before you made your list.
That was the last one that I wanted to watch.
The thing that I noticed about your list is that it didn't feature.
No, it didn't, didn't make the list, unfortunately.
Oh, Peter didn't have such a great time at the cinema.
No, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. It just wasn't quite good enough for the 10. Godzilla Minus One, that was a brilliant, really fun film, didn't make the list. Talk to Me, which was a really good horror film, that didn't make the list. So, yeah, again, yeah, really good year for film, I think.
Can't believe Exorcist. I just missed out. Not in a good way.
Yeah. So, my list is always based on films that came out in 2023 in the cinema, in wide release in the UK. Because if you like these kind of lists, there's lists like Sight and Sound, who they get their film critics to make lists.
Mm-hmm.
And a real bugbear of mine is they always list films which are not out until the previous year, because the critics have usually seen stuff at a film festival, maybe in the summer at Venice or at Cannes, or they might have seen it at London Film Festival in October. But they put all these films on that may not even have. There are in the Sight and Sound this year. There's a load of films that don't even have a distributor yet.
Oh, so they're not accessible. So you're reading reviews about a film that sounds great, and then you can't watch it.
Yeah, you might never see it.
Oh.
You know, a lot of them won't come out in the UK until this time of year or February. So they make lists at the end of the year. People look at it and go, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. I can't watch it anywhere. So I think that's a little bit elitist. I don't really like it. Mm. It's a bit like it smacks of critics showing off a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So these are based on UK